In 1844, George Williams, himself a young man of 23, founded the Young Men's Christian Association in London. It's hard to picture the London of that time. Queen Victoria had been on the throne for only 7 years. Trafalgar and the Battle of Waterloo were still very much in living memory. Public hangings and the pillory had just been abolished, but violence and cruelty were still very much in evidence, and the extremes of poverty and wealth were accepted as part of everyday life. In that year, Dickens, who felt very deeply that social conditions must be radically changed, had just completed Oliver Twist and Nicholas Nickleby. For the first time, the streets of London were being paved with wooden blocks. The neighbourhoods of Paddington and Marylebone, of Belgravia and St Pancras, were all newly built, while Holloway and Highbury were the respectable suburbs. The narrow pavements of the capital teemed with life, and the multicoloured omnibuses crowded the streets, their drivers laying the whip across the horses' flanks. The day began early for the clerks and shopgirls, but their tasks must have seemed endless, for at 9 o'clock at night most shops were still open, and milliner girls were toting their heavy wicker baskets, covered with oilskin, through the ill-paved byways as late as 10. To George Williams, in his place of business in St. Paul's Churchyard, these conditions seemed as intolerable as the temptations which this roaring, vulgar, gas and naphtha-lit city offered at every turn, particularly to the innocent and untutored boys who left their homes, often in the remote countryside, to work in the metropolis. It was for them that he started his YMCA, certainly conscious of the need, but equally certainly uncomprehending of the tremendous success the movement was to achieve in the next half century. 50 years later, on May the 22nd, 1894, Queen Victoria conferred a knighthood on George Williams to mark her recognition of his life's work. On the following day, Sir George Williams sent a letter of greeting to the graduating class at the YMCA International Training College at Springfield, Massachusetts. With a rare sense of occasion, he recorded part of that greeting on a small wax cylinder, one of the earliest gramophone records ever made at Edison House, London. And that message, Stuart Hibbard will read to you now.